pasuk shoychad the shoychad loisikach ki shoychad ya'avir pikchu misalif divrei tzadikim. Shoychad is a terrible thing. Some take some type of a bribe. A dayan receives something from someone, a gift, and it blinds the eyes of insightful people, and it falsifies the just words that are. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says like this: Shoychad afilu lishpoit emes. Even if one of the balei dinim that come before you says, Rabbi, I'd like to give you a little gift, but I want you to make sure, I just want to encourage you to make sure that you do the proper din Torah here. I don't want you to favor me over the other guy. I want the emes. Afilu lishpoit emes. The kol shekein kedei lahatos is a din. He gives a little shoychan. He says, you know, remember me. You know, here's a couple of bucks. I hope you'll see things my way. Sharei kedei lahatos is sharei. Kedei lahatos hadin, v'chol shekein lahatos hadin. Sharei kedei lahatos hadin, nemar kvar lo yisata mishpot. If it's only lahatos hadin, so there's already a posuk. So this has to be even if he's giving it to him to paskin the honest, the appropriate din. Ya'aver pikchim, afilu chochom b'teira. He's a chochom b'teira. V'noit lo shoychad. He's a chochom b'teira and he takes shoychad. Soif shetitorif daito alof. His mind will become meturaf, like confused, like ripped apart, like a trefo. V'yishtakach talmudoy, and he'll forget his learning. V'yachem me'oyer einov, and the light that emanates from the eyes of a Talmud Chochom, he sees this light, he sheds the light of Torah on the world, he sees the world in a different perspective, all of that is going to become dull, darkened. V'salev, Ketargum umekalkel, and it's going to destroy divrei tzadikim dvorim hamutzdokim mishpatei emes. There are words of emes that should have come out from this din Torah, but the fact that there was a sheichad is going to be it's going to be mekalkel, it's going to destroy the mishpatei emes. V'chein targumo, okay, fine. So it's a very simple thing, but it's so amazing to the extent of it. A person is taking shoychad. What shoychad? A penny? A nickel? A dime? A dollar? Anything is shoychad. Halocha? Anything. You can't take anything. It's just shuvas that somebody once used the mikveh in someone, somebody, one of the rishonim, I think the Ramban, and he was posel therefore to be a dayan for him. Years before, he used something from him, he had a benefit from him. Somebody took a little bit lint off your suit. Shoychad has all kinds of very minimalist standards as well. And shoychad here, in this case, we're talking about giving shoychad with a very big smile on his face and saying, please, make sure, Rabbi, that you judge the din appropriately. There's no way. I don't want any fooling around here. I want the din, you know, could be kihilchoso. This is the way it should be. So, what's going to happen? It says the result is going to be here. Afilu chochom b'Torah is a big talmud chochom, and he took a little bit of shoychad for the purpose of, with the directive of, make sure you judge properly. I want you not to have to worry. You have enough money to buy lunch after this, but I want you to give the right judgment. Soif shetitorif daitu alov, his das is completely destroyed. He's ripped apart. All of his das is gone. V'yishtakach talmudoy. He's going to forget his learning. V'yichem or einov. And besides that, of course, he's going to be mekalkel dvorim hamutzdokim mishpatei emes are gone. I think you see two things. Number one, we see how the proper balance in pure thinking, without any negiyah blinding a person, is critical for the Chochmas HaTorah. Let's say, for example, as a different kind of a shoychad. There's a shoychad, gaiva could be a shoychad, kas could be a shoychad. There are other things that meet us, that influence us, that I'm under the influence. Shoychad means I'm slightly under the influence. The slightest under the influence in learning can have a kilkel otsum, such a kilkel that it could destroy everything. And it seems so bizarre, but it seems so true. And sometimes, you know, as we learn with chavrusas, we learn shiurim, we hear other people say things, and we say something ourselves, and we have the negiah we want to be right, we have the negiah we want the other person to be wrong, we have a certain tacharut, a certain competition between people, and there's a certain kinah that blinds me a little bit, ever so slight, a little bit, that it can create the ultimate kilkul. A person can see everything, it rips his mind apart, everything that, all the logical thoughts become destroyed, and he forgets Talmudoi, and the whole persona of this Talmud Chochem can be lost. The yiche me'oyer einov, this shining light that emanates from him can be dimmed, and instead of dvorim mutstokim, instead of mishpatei emes, it's going to be all mekulkul, all because of some slight and maybe even ever so slight bias, something that influences him through his midas, through his personal feelings, through his emotions. So I think it means that to be zeiche, to be able to learn, to be able to understand, to be able to pursue emes, it's so critical that we work on the purity of our motivations. We work on removing not only monetary shoychad, but anything else that has the ability to blind. You know, there's a famous shmuz, I think it's from the altar, that about the Kohen Godel is not allowed to sit on the Bezdin for Ibur Hashonah. That happens before Odor. They decide whether to add a second Odor. And he's not allowed to sit on that Bezdin because if they will add another Odor, Yom Kippur will come out later, and he walks barefoot on the floor of the Azorah, and it's going to be a little bit colder. His feet are going to be a little bit colder. And Memela, that 5 months ahead difference, 6 months, whatever, yeah. 6 months later, it's going to affect his judgment in judging the diunim that have to go on to decide, is it appropriate to add another month to equalize the solar year and the lunar year? So such a slight thing, so far in the distance. It doesn't freeze in Eretz Yisrael over Sukkot and Yom Kippur, even if it's a little bit later, but that's going to influence. And we have to be so, that if we understood the far-reaching influences and the far-reaching tiruf hadas that comes from the slightest negiah, the slightest emotional leaning in a certain direction or reason to lean in a certain direction, then I think we would have to realize, number one, that we have to be very careful in the learning, not to allow pettiness, not to allow jealousy, not to allow ego, and we were human beings as much as we can, but that's why we have to learn Musar, because these midas can mamish be mekalkel, make a little mistake of no, titoreif daitoi, ve'yishtakach talmudoi, ve'yichem or enov, and the mishpatei emes will all become a kulkul. I think it's a point that it's kedai to keep in mind. Something else, there's Yerushalmi. I quoted it many times. There's a beautiful vort here from the Nevarjik Rosh Yeshiva of Yankov Yafin. But I just want to point out one nekuda beyond that. Basically, it says that Rav Chanina Rav Akiva Omer, Keshem Shemafsikin Lekriya Shema, Kach Mafsikin Letfilo, Uletfilin Lashar Kol HaMitzvah Shel Torah. That even Torah Suim Nosoi, everybody has to be mafsik learning. I'm sorry, everybody has to be mafsik learning in order to do mitzvahs. That, you know, there's no p'tur of isik be mitzvah, potim be mitzvah for Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, "V'loy moidi Reb Shimon bar Yochai shemafsikin lasus sukkah v'lasus lulav." Didn't Reb Shimon bar Yochai? He knows he has to be mafsik. He's Torah Suim Nosoi. He's learning all the time. But still, he has to be mafsik for Krishma, for Sukkah and for Lulav. For Lesle, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and this is the Raya. How do I know he must hold this? Because doesn't he hold Haloimed Shalom Anas Lasois? Haloimed Almanas Lasois. V'loi Haloimed Shalom Anas Lasois. Shaloimed Shalom Anas Lasois, Noech Loi Shalei Nivro. Doesn't he hold you have to learn Alman Aslasos? Because if you learn Shalom and Aslasos, you would have been better off not being created. And he says even worse, Halom Shalolasos, Noach Lokil, Nepach, Shilyosoy, Alponov, I don't know which is worse, whatever. Okay, Veloyotzel Oilam, either way, terrible things. So he pointed out to Rabbi Yafin Zechernu Livrocha that it seems that the reason Rabbi Shimon Yochai had to be mafsik his teirosu umnosoy to do mitzvahs, to sit in the sukkah, to take a lulav, was only because his learning had to be almanas lasos. Which means that if not for the thing, the inyan, that learning has to be almanas lasos, because one who learns shalom almanas lasos is noachalur shalom nivro, so then he would not be mechuyev to be mafsik his learning, because learning is the ikar. Through the learning, a person reaches the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate shibut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only problem is, he has to be, and therefore he doesn't need the mitzvahs, if he's learning all the time. Doesn't apply to us, the person who's not learning all the time. But the reason he has to be mafsik anyway is because otherwise his learning that he's doing to be masik shmeis aliba de hilcha, so will really be shalom and aslasos, because he's not doing it. And if you learn shalom and aslasos, noyach halishni, you would have been better off not being created. That's connected the whole purpose of creation, v'chulei. So I just want to point out, it's very interesting. Rav Shimon Vayechoy, he's learning, day and night. Toirosum nos, it doesn't stop. No ishtadlus, nothing, no, absolutely nothing. Sits in the cave there and, you know, nothing, gornish, nothing else, just learning, terosum nosai. And he's learning almanas lasos. He's masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa. That's how you have to learn. That's what it is. He's learning almanas lasos. So what's the point? If he wouldn't stop for the mitzvah, which means if Talmud Torah would pater a person from doing the mitzvah. So you have here this great Rav Shimon Vayechoy, who's learning almanas lasos, who's masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa, who's teirosu minosa day and night. There's only one thing. He's potter from mitzvahs because Torah, if patas, oisik but Torah, oisik but mitzvah, applies to Talmud Torah too. So it's not the pshat he's neglecting the mitzvah. He's potter. Aber lemaisa is not doing it. So that difference between the ptur of being potter from the mitzvah because I'm learning, almanas lasos, to be masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa, and whatever I'm mechuyev to do, I want to do, and I'm learning the sugi, and it says I'm mechuyev to take a lulav and sit in the sukkah, and I'm ready to do it. The only reason that I'm potter is because the halacha is also that Talmud Torah is oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, and when I'm oisik b'Talmud Torah, I'm potter from the mitzvah. That would have been a tragedy. Why? Because then on a certain level, the almanas lasos of Rav Shimon Vayechoy wouldn't have been as real. Because I'm learning almanas lasos, but I have a ptur. But because I have a ptur, I'm not doing the mitzvah. And I'm not doing the maisa mitzvah. That lack, noyach lo shalei nivro. He would have been better off not being created. I don't know what it means, but I think what it means is that when it comes to learning and to the bakosha se'emes and probably to many other things and maybe most other things in life, sometimes the slightest nuance in the shlemus of the way it's done can make all the difference in the world. The pgam in sheichad or the pgam in a midah, ever so slight, can interfere and be mekalkal, be metarif the whole das. The fear for the colder month later, Yom Kippur, can be makalkal the das of the Kohen Godel, has to be done on Ibar HaShonah. And here, the lack of doing the mitzvah, I'm not sitting in the sukkah, why? Because Talmud Torah, Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, I'm potter from sitting in the sukkah. Aber l'maisa, I'm learning almanas lasos, but I'm not being mekayim the physical almanas lasos, even though the din is that I'm potter. You're not learning almanas lasos. Rav Shimon Vayechoy would have remained a shaloy almanas lasos nik, that would be noach l'shel nivro, even though it would only be because the din of Talmud Torah, applies to Talmud Torah. So we see, certainly when it comes to learning, every nuance makes a difference. And therefore I thought that it's kedai to think in terms of mochizuk. Every ounce of seriousness makes a difference. Every minute makes a difference. Every effort makes a difference. Maybe every hour's sleep at night that I get to able to have a clearer mind makes a difference. Every purity of bakosha so emes as opposed to the tacharut, the competition of with my chavrusav, if I'm right and you're right, and your svara, my svara, he's right and he's not right, and argue with this, and all of these things, it makes difference day and night in the learning, in the clarity, understanding, in the purity, in the almanas lasos. I think it's kedai to work on these things and to elevate the level, the shleimus in all of our learning to a much more significantly high level.